In the name of Jesus Christ, we talk about the pursuit of this living hope on Tuesday. Because yesterday I need to pay attention to the needs of Irvine Church. Therefore, we jump to the encouragement to the couples. But we will rewind a little bit to continue what we left over on Tuesday. So, yeah, we have this living hope. We need to gird up the loin of our mind to work hard, to strive. Even though those who are kept through faith, it will be kept. But doesn't mean we don't do anything. We need to have self-discipline. Like in NYTS, you want to pursue this living hope. You need to have self-discipline as well. You need to follow the bell, right? You need to go to bed on time. Therefore, you can learn as much as you can concerning the Word of God. So you know what is the content of this living hope. So you can have strength in the future because you eat a lot of spiritual food. You can be sustained on the journey of this having this living hope. That's why self-discipline is very important. And then we talk about you should fear God. First Peter says that the Lord says, I'm holy, you shall be holy. Therefore, if one day you do choose not to fear God, you walk on your own way. We talk about what is sexual immoral. Sexual immoral, according to TRC research, anything pertaining, any types of sexual immorality, hand sex, breast sex, oral sex, anal sex, they are all considered sexual immoral. So before you got married, don't play with the fire, because really, starting from holding hands, one thing will lead to another. It's very important you fear God. You think about like Joseph says, right? 我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢? How can I do this great evil to sin against God? So this type of message can remain in your heart. So you are very aware that in your daily life, God is there watching. You shall, no matter in front of people or in your inner room, you continue to maintain a fearful attitude. Therefore, you won't lost in this pursuit of this living hope. Then we need to love people too. Let's read the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter 1:22. Yes, huh? Now, since you have purified your soul, now your soul has been purified through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now you obey the truth as well through the Spirit. Now we shall love our brother with sincere love. Love one another fervently with a pure heart. I remember there was a counselor shared that when people say, what, how are you? What is the typical answer? How are you? I'm fine, thank you. And you, right? It's always a typical answer. Actually, this is sometimes become a routine. Sometimes you may wear a mask when dealing with your brothers and sisters. With hypocrisy involved, right? But when you truly love your brother, you share your weaknesses. You are not afraid that people, your friend, laugh at you because you did need them to intercede for you. Not only you love other people, you have a mentality that you welcome people to pray for you, to love you. This love is mutual, and it should be deep down from your heart, 从心里发出的爱. And this is exactly what Christian is. Because the conclusion of commandment is love. So if you say that you love the Lord that you cannot see, right? How can you not love his people that you can you can see. So the Bible says, if you cannot love the people you can see, you cannot say, I love the Lord that I cannot see, right? So you come to NYTS, this is the golden opportunity for you to practice love. Now, some people may come here alone by themselves. They don't have peers to come with them. Like, do you spend time to chit-chat with them? Truly try to open up, to make a friend sincerely. There are some people maybe don't speak English over here. How do you deal with those type of people? Do you have a heart, want to also try to fellowship with them? Now, really, I mean, Christian is not only knowledge, it's really make you a true Christian is that that you do it with your sincere love. Like in every NYTS, many people come from their states to another states. Maybe after NYTS, they tend to like to maybe see around the city, but sometimes they cannot find anyone to help them to, you know, going around. Again, this is a golden opportunity to show if we have that type of sincerity, true love, to love our brothers and sisters. Huh? What is the opposite of love? Opposite of love. Huh? What? Empathy. Apathy. What is apathy? Can you give me a better vocabulary? Hate. To me, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. Oh. That is apathy. Okay. Sorry. How do you spell it? A-P-A-T-H-Y. I hope I can learn one vocabulary today. Apathy. Okay, indifference. A lot of time, hate comes with love. If you do not love someone, usually you don't hate that person. Because you love him, he don't love back, therefore you hate him. If you do not love him, you never hate him. Because there's no love, therefore there's no hate. So a lot of time, hate is a byproduct of love. Now, the opposite of love is really indifference, apathy. Your heart is so cold, I don't care. It's none of my business. Even though I call you brother, we belong to the same Heavenly Father, but hey, my money is mine, your money is yours, right? There's no association. But you got to remember, over here the Bible says that love one another fervently with a pure heart. Oh, fervently. Whenever we talk about love, it always reminds me about Abraham, how Abraham entertained three strangers. Oh, he ran to them, he made them sit under the tree. If you go to Africa, you know that under the tree is the best place for cooling up. And he offered water to wash the feet. You know, without days without AC, washing the feet is the best things to cool you down, really, right? And then he asked his wife to make bread, to kill the best cow, the best one, right? Offer the best. And the Bible said, unknowingly, they entertain angels. And due to that, they are able to have baby Isaac. Huh? So a lot of time, we try to love brothers and sisters with sincere heart. You never know how God is going to remember you or to bless you. Right? So the Bible says if you receive a prophet in the name of God, you will receive the rewards of prophet. If you give a cup of water to one of the brothers, you will not to be remembered. It's double negative. So you will be remembered, right? Even like a little brother and sisters running around, he cannot fetch the water. You really, in the name of Jesus, I mean, doing for Jesus, you try to help him, then you'll be remembered. You know what? Christianity, this love, make the world become a very, very loving world, really. I mean, if there are a lot of people you know, practice this type of teaching, can you imagine what kind of society we are going to have? We are not going to have terrorists. We are not going to have people fighting for one another. You are not going to see after a football game, everybody was what? Hitting one another or something like that. Because I lost, you win. So we are trying to... So it's become very, very different world if everybody truly practices the teaching of Jesus Christ, right? So that there be no hypocrisy in loving one another. This is how we pursue living hope. Then the Bible starts to talk about really all those type of truths come from the Word of God. Let's read chapter 1, verse 23 to 25. Mandy, read 23 to 25. It's the word which by the gospel we preach to you. So the words of living hope that Peter was preaching to those Asians, those Turkeys, we show you the map, the area on the Turkeys, really he says that all the content we are preaching to you is the word of the Lord, is the gospel, which lasts forever. The Word of God is really powerful. It talks to people's soul, talks into people's soul. And it's wisdom of life. And like we shared on Tuesday, the prophets write down all the words pertaining to salvation. Now you observe it, and in the Bible there are so many other prophecies that you don't see it, including the second coming of Jesus Christ, including the day you will obtain this living hope. Even though you do not know what will happen then, even though you do not know what will happen after you die, but because you have been seen so many prophecies fulfilled, now the one that you do not see will also be fulfilled, and they will last forever. So this is how powerful the Word of God is. This is the foundation of this living hope. Okay, that is conclusion of chapter 1. Now, after we finish chapter 1, chapter 2 talk about, now since now you have this living hope, what do you do? Right? Now you are born again, you are baptized, you become a newborn baby, it's your birthday, spiritual birthday. So you have two birthdays, one is physical one, one is spiritual one, right? Now after that, you shall, like a newborn baby, really admire for the pure milk. Let's read chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. 2, 1 to 3. Vicky Guo. Chapter 2, 1 to 3. If you indeed tested that the Lord is gracious, the Lord is gracious. I enjoy coming to NYTS because every time I come here, I enjoy the prayer. It's really a very sweet time for me. Physically, we could be very tiresome, but for some reason, in spirit, you just feel as if you are kissing to the one you love. It is very intimacy. It is beyond words. It's just feel joyful. And this is the this is how gracious the Lord is, right? Now, indeed, if you have tested that the Lord is gracious, right? What do you do? Now, you laying aside all the bad things, malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speakings, right? Now, you are a newborn person. Now, you are baptized. Your status, you are justified. The law deem you as a good man, even though you still have a lot of bad habits, even though you still have bad temper, even though you may still have some angry inside you. But because the moment you are dipped into the blood of Jesus Christ, all your sins are washed away. You are put on new garments of white. The Lord justify you through your faith, right? Your status become a righteous man, justified by faith already. But your deeds need to follow up, right? You can see that some people, after they got baptized, they still smoke cigarettes. And they still, once in a while, get angry to their wife, or once in a while, maybe hit their children, right? They don't look like a Christian yet. But now, since you are born again, now you have this living hope, now you truly want to pursue, continuing to the end, to receive salvation, let's try to change our behavior. Now, why Lord Jesus Christ give you Holy Spirit? What is the purpose for Holy Spirit? Of course, it is guaranteed to heavenly kingdom, but there's another function, no? 圣灵的更新. Holy Spirit can regenerate you, can renew you day by day. Why do you need to pray so long? Why people tend to transform after 2 weeks of NYTS? It is not because you hear a lot of sermon only. It is because over here, kneel down, the Holy Spirit keep renewing you, keep moving you. You may think about, oh man, I did something wrong against my parents. Oh man, I sin against God in this pornography side. A lot of things will come to your mind. It is because you are pricked, you are rebuked by Holy Spirit, and it will. Holy Spirit is like water, keep washing away the filthiness of your soul. And then you're determined, or you're looking forward to be a newborn, truly a new man, right? So really, I mean, not only status-wise, we are a new person. Indeed, we shall improve day by day, little by little, step by step. Like I say, I mean, every year you come here, you are reminded of your own shortcoming. But we just hope that year after year, you come in year after year, you will be a better person. You improve yourself, like myself. Hopefully, everybody, we are not perfect yet, right? I think there are only two perfect persons on earth. One is dead already. That is Jesus Christ. The other is yet to be born, right? And oh, that is by deeds. But of course, status-wise, we are, status-wise, we are a newborn. I mean, we are a righteous man. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. 5:17. Vivian, can you read? 5:17. Now, everybody in Christ is a new creation. All things has passed. So, brethren, when you come here, right, remember, you shall have a new value, new direction, new concept. Very different from your peers. Everybody, while everybody is pursuing the material gain or earthly pleasure, no, your goal is very different. At least you shall set up your goal. You are called Hebrew. You are from the other side of the river. You are 独居的民, 不列在万民当中. You are, I don't know how to say in English, 独居的民. You are 独居的民. No, you don't know how to say it. Anyone? 独居的民? You are a unique race, right? You are chosen. You are the only chosen race. Huh? You are not listed among the old nations. Huh? This is how this is how you were taught when you were little kids. But now, let's try to make sure that we really put it into action. So, chapter 2, verse 1 says, laying aside all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speakings, as newborn babies desire pure milk of the word, right? So, when you come here, the words you are sucking now is really pure milk. When you go home, you serve on the internet, they are considered garbage food, right? They are like Burger King. They are like hamburger. They are like, no, hamburger, I don't know if it's, they are not like Subway hamburger. They are like McDonald's hamburger. What's the difference? Huh? I heard that Subway is more healthy. Is it? No? Not sure? Anyway, maybe I was brainwashed. My point is that for some reason, unhealthy food tastes better to the flesh. Is it true? Like French fries. Actually, French fries is really not too good for you, you know? But it really tastes good, right? But like healthy food, like salad. How many of you like salad? Salad, healthy food, right? I mean, sometimes it have no, well, it, if you do not add dressing, it's really like a cow eating grasses. There's no taste if you do not put any dressing, right? But when you come here, the Bible here says, instead of saying that salad, it says that pure milk. I guess in the old day, there's no salad, right? Pure milk. This can truly make a baby grow. When you were born, you should really study the Word of God more. This is pure. If you notice something, right, all the earthly stuff, all the impure food will make you addicted. Video game, have addiction, right? Some of the young men really got addicted to video game. I never play video game. Is it really that funny, that fun? Huh? Oh, I did. I play Angry Birds. When I on the way to Africa, I tried what is Angry Bird, and I tried to knock down all the bed birds. I don't remember. Pigs, yes, kill all the pigs and stuff. All the earthly stuff could be very addictive. Once you play Angry Bird, I play all the way to Africa. Once you get into it, it's hard to get out. But it's not healthy. My hands start getting very sore because I play an iPad. Psst, psst, psst. But again, the pure food is really good for your health. Like you come here, you are receiving pure milk. Maybe you are not aware of it. If you come every year, you can notice that you indeed grow spiritually. Right? You can tell what is wrong, what is right, what is the direction, what is the value. So you can become mature. Then you can have salvation, right? So the Bible sort of say that. So what do you do? You should really pay attention to read these books or listen to these books. How many of you finish reading Bible once? Raise your hand. You finish once. Okay? Yeah, I really urge you to enjoy reading Bible. Especially if you do not study it, I really urge you to study from the Book of Wisdom. I know everybody enjoy wisdom. Book of Job, Book of Song, Solomon, Proverb. They provide you with a lot of wisdom in life. If you want to know salvation of Jesus Christ, you should really read four gospels. They are all very basic for you, right? Then, now you grow. You are not a young kid anymore. You should really read through Bible once. Because there are wisdom inside. Let's read 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy, sorry. 2 Timothy chapter 2. This is the sentence I try to put on the computer or on the desk for my son because I think this is very beneficial to my children. I think it would be very beneficial to you too. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. 2:7. Sophia? Consider what I said and meditate. 你要思想, in everything God will give you wisdom. So when you read the Bible, it's not only like you just glance it, you just read through it. Maybe it's very the first time you do that, but later on, right, you try to meditate the Word of God. Now, if you have a trouble, try to look into the answer from the Bible. What does it say? Why do you say it that way? And you meditate about it. And later on, it will become a philosophy in your heart. It will become a value in your soul. And indeed, you can receive great wisdom. And you can have salvation as well, right? Now, that's why we got to always draw closer to the Word of God. Let's read another verse, Hebrew. Chapter 4, verse 12. If you have time, you should memorize this verse, this very beautiful verse. Chapter 4, verse 12. 4:12. Samuel, please read. Louder. When you read the Bible, you notice that the Word of God is living, meaning that every time you read it, right, you have different feeling. I like to say that the Word of God is like onion, right? So many layers. Every time you peel it, you got new understanding. You peel it, you got new understanding. It's living. It's like two-edged sword can really cut through your... You feel like you are not hidden, you are not a hidden man, you are naked. Like the Bible will tell you that, oh, now you should improve in this way. The Bible will tell you that, oh, you should improve in that way. As if it is talking into your soul, you know. That's how amazing it is. I personally experienced it the first hand. When I do not know what to do, and I think I testified to you in the past, when I do not know what to do, when I was in Louisiana in 1985, I read the Bible and I happened to go through a verse. And just by reading that verse, the Lord, like, tell me that I should go to a place where there is a true Jesus church. Oh. Even though I might lost a lot of money, a lot of school credits, it's a lot of hassle to transfer to a new school. But just by that verse, I was reminded. I was reminded. So powerful. The Word of God could be so powerful. So please, if you want to grow in truth, grow in the Lord, you really got to make yourself familiar with this book. I once preached to a brother. Now he is in his 30s, I think. When he first came to TCAC, he was in his college. And, you know, we cannot find a room in the college. Therefore, we always have Bible study in McDonald's, eating the garbage food, and study the Bible together with him. And this young man really touched my heart. You know why? After he know the Bible, right, he like read the Bible so aggressively, in a speed that that's why he even received Holy Spirit at home, because he just determined to pursue the Word of God. And after he understand the Word of God and he listen to some, we also give him some cassette, right? Some testimony as well. And he heard it and he pray, and then he received Holy Spirit. Now he become a council member in one of the churches, right? So you can see his growth very quickly. That's why sometimes Bible say, oh, 在前的在后的在前. The one who are behind will go ahead of you. Because maybe you are born TCAC, but you are really not paying attention to what this book is trying to teach you. So yeah, please try to act it like a newborn and really desire for the pure milk. And then after you are newborn, you should be like a living stones. And when we get it together, we build up a new spiritual, we build up a spiritual house, and we can offer a spiritual sacrifice. So, let's read chapter 2, 1 Peter, chapter 2. Let's read verse 4 to verse 5. Chapter 2, 4 to 5. Benjamin, please read out loud. 2, 4 to 5. Yes, coming to him as a living stone. So our Lord Jesus Christ is a living stone. How do you understand him as a living stone? You understand that the church, right, is built up on him. Jesus Christ never write a doctrine. He never write a book. He never write a song. But disciples collect his sayings and write down four Gospels and Book of Acts. And later on, collect it. At that time, they already have a common faith, 共信之道, in their age. They, even though they did not specify which one is common faith. Now, how do we know that they have common faith already? Let's read Titus. Chapter 1. Verse 4. Titus 1, verse 4. Titus 1, verse 4. 邓弘毅的儿子加索啊。1, verse 4. Louder. True sons of. Titus is the true sons of common faith, right? So understand that at that time, they already... All the teachings of Jesus Christ, he's the foundation, the cornerstone. And then the apostles and prophets collect teachings of Jesus Christ. They lay down the foundation to build up the church. They, true Jesus church, based on the revelation of the Holy Spirit, try to list it, all the foundations, the words that is considered foundations, right? That is called five basic doctrine, 10 basic belief, right? It's a collection from the words of Jesus Christ. If you think about five basic doctrine, right? Which doctrine Jesus did not do? Did not Jesus perform Holy Communion? Did not Jesus wash the feet? Did not Jesus keep Holy Sabbath day? Right? Did not Holy Spirit descended on Jesus? Is that right? Huh? So you can see that if you meditate about it, really our basic belief is the foundation that Jesus Christ mentioned or do it or did it himself as example. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 20, 19 and 20, 19 and 20, John, our friend John, can you read? So Jesus was the cornerstones, and apostles and prophets continue to lay down on the foundations. And we are on this, build it on this, right? Oh. So Jesus was like that living stone. Okay, so now you understand he was rejected by Jewish people, but become a cornerstone. It means that it's important stones, right? Church was based on him. Oh. Not only that, the living stone, if you think about the wilderness experiences, right? Now, when they are lacking of water, they strike a rock the first time, and the water flows, right? Second time, they also strike coral that because they are thirsty. Then God asks Moses, bring your rod and speak to the rock, and it will flow the water. Yet Moses strike it again, and it becomes the laws of Moses. And so the Bible says that because this rock appeared in the wildernesses not one time, but twice, right? As if this stone is following them to give them living water. Therefore, this stone is also called the living stone. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 4. Mike Lee? 10 verse 4. Yes, they call this a spiritual rock. This is the living rock that followed them in the wildernesses, that give water. So indeed, this rock was our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Now, so let's come back to First Peter chapter 2. Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. So we don't need to repeat it. Jesus was rejected by Jewish people. He was crucified, yet he was precious to us. Verse 5, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer a spiritual sacrifice. So when we are together, everybody is like living stone. Jesus is the corner, right? Cornerstone, the foundation, right? When we come together, we form a spiritual house, right? So brethren, this spiritual house is very important, no? This spiritual house is to offer spiritual sacrifice. What is it? The spiritual sacrifice, just like Paul says, I deem you, your faith as a living sacrifice and offer to God. So every new soul who are baptized, like we are offering spiritual sacrifices. So you have this living hope. Now we are together to form a spiritual house. You are living stone. Then we are trying to set more souls to offer to Lord Jesus Christ many new souls. So everyone also got living hope together. That is our job. After you have living hope, you don't keep it to yourself. We should also spread the gospel to everyone so they also have the less living hope, right? Nowadays, people say that, you know, I believe in Jesus, right? But I don't like to join a church. I always will keep Sunday. I will have service in front of TV. TV pastor is my pastor. I will make donation to him. So I will worship alone by myself because all the church are human organization. I don't need to go there because there are many hypocrites, right? It's there are many bad people inside. They only like to lie you for donation. So yeah, they worship God in front of TV. What do you think? Do you think this type of person can have salvation? There's a movement, no church but Jesus Christ only, huh? Yeah, people are doing it. Now we got to understand the Bible here says no, it's not like that. We shall come together to form a living a spiritual house in order to offer spiritual sacrifice, right? Now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, actually chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 6. Joseph Zhou. Chapter 3, verse 6. This is the mystery he was talking about, right? Read verse 4. Five. So Paul truly knew a mystery. What is this mystery? It was hidden by Jewish people. Jewish people always deemed non-Jewish like a dog and like pigs. They are unclean. But Paul understands that, no, it was hidden. It's a mystery that all the Gentiles, through the gospel, shall be co-heir. They shall receive the same promise, right? And this mystery, how was it revealed? How was it revealed? Verse 10, Joseph. Make known by, yes. So the mystery was made known through the church, right? Therefore, the Gentile people can be co-heir, can receive the same promise. This type of mystery was made known through church. So church have to do with salvation. You cannot say, I just come to True Jesus Church and got baptized, then I'm going to be a living stone all by myself. A stone cannot make a house. Only a lot of stones like you, every living stone, gather together. That's why Jesus promised, oh, if two or three gather together in my name, pray in my name, whatever you ask, it will be answered, right? Two or three can make a church, right? So if you go to, if you want to go to a place, a cottage, there's no church. Make sure you have someone over there, at least two or three. You two or three people can make a church. You can worship together. You can keep Sabbaths together, like Atlanta right now. I happened to visit them, Atlanta, Georgia. We have four members over there right now. I mean, three members and one truth seekers, right? And every Sabbath day, they stay in the house, they do Bible study, they watch live stream in the morning, they do Bible study in the afternoon. And all the house of God started from this type of stuff. So please, if you want to go somewhere, right, make sure you have some companion. Someone can, at least two, three living stones can get it together to form a spiritual house. And then you can offer spiritual sacrifice. You can lead your classmates to believe in the Lord, right? Yeah. When I went to Dubai, I noticed a very interesting situation. You know, Dubai is in the Middle East, and we have a meeting place in the Middle East. That is amazing. We even have two Muslims come from neighboring countries. They were baptized. We baptized them secretly because over there you cannot publicly preach the gospel. And why we have a house of prayer, not house of prayer, we have a meeting place in Dubai, because there was a brother from Nigeria came there for business. And this brother says that, I really want to keep Sabbath. How do I keep Sabbath by myself? It's going to be very difficult. So he always carries some TJC member from Nigeria to become his employees. Huh? He hired TJC member to become his employees. And he brings those employees to live in his house. And then every Sabbath day, they are so, I'm telling you, I really admire their godly attitude or worshiping spirits. You know, when I go there to stay with them, right, every morning, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, we have morning prayer. What do? We read Bible. I was there, so I need to present, speak about for 20 minutes, sing hymn, and then pray for 30 minutes, right? That is in the morning. Nine to 10, another 1 hour of service. Every day, Saturday, we go to have church services. We have about 10 some people, sometimes more, sometimes less, right? And most of them are their employees. So this brother has a heart. No matter where you go, he try to bring some living stone to go together. Therefore, we can worship together. And you, as for you, I mean, in the living house, in the spiritual house, the Bible here says that you should offer spiritual sacrifice, right? How many of you ever bring a member to TJC? One, okay? How many of you have met your friends or got baptized? Your friends got baptized in TJC. Oh, thank God, huh? Maybe one of you, right? I mean, you should have this type of mission. Why the Lord send you to a new college? Why the Lord make you encounter to a new person? You got to have that kind of burden. Do you want to see them go to hell? Right? I recently ran into a very interesting brother, right? He told me, of course, his words is a little bit rude. And we have conversation in Chinese, right? He says that I really got to preach to my friend. He talked to his friends, right? He said that in Chinese. He said, 我知道你这个王八蛋将来审判的时候一定会控告我说我没有传福音给你将来你一定下地狱说我不得不传福音给你 要不然你 That's what he says, I mean. What did he say? He's joking to his friends, scolding him, call his names, right? And saying that, if I do not preach to you when the judgment day, you must blame me. He says that so-and-so did not preach to me, therefore I have excuse now to believe in you, and you will accuse me. Therefore, in order to avoid this kind of accusation, I got to preach to you. And if you do not believe, it's your business. I don't care. My job is to tell you that this is the right way, right? Believe or not, it's up to you, right? But make sure in the future you cannot accuse me, oh? You cannot accuse me that I did not share with you, oh? And now the ball is in your court. Hit it or not hit it, up to you, right? You know what? He brings some friends, some people got baptized. So really, we got to have this kind of mentality to offer spiritual sacrifices. Huh? This is after we got living hope. Let's come back to 1 Peter. No, you understand that, let's really read through it about the Jesus Christ as the living stones. Let's read from verse 6 to verse 10. Who is that? Jack's son. What is his name? Jack. Jack and Betty? Betty? What is the name? Anthony. Nathan? Nathan. Nathan, please read. Chapter 2, verse 6 to 10. Louder, Nathan. I only have 3 minutes, please. Oh, 听不到。 来, you read louder, please. Louder. Can I hear you? Thank you. Seven. Eight. Amen. Oh, thank you. Huh. So you understand that these living stones become a cornerstone, and they also become a 绊脚石, a stumbling rock. For those who do not believe, this rock will stumble them, like a lot of Jewish people. For those who believe, it becomes precious to us. So this type of truth, I bet you understand, right? So the purpose that you are chosen, according to verse 9, you are the chosen race. You had the noble priesthood. You are the holy nation. What is the purpose? So you can proclaim his name. You can proclaim him, he who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, right? You can proclaim his name. The purpose of you are called is that. So brethren, we have a mission. Hopefully you can make a determination that to offer a spiritual sacrifice. To prosper the house of God, to glorify his name. Let's pray in silence. Amen.